Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Robin Goldsmith of GoPro Management Incorporated in Needham, Massachusetts. And this is the show that we're going to discuss the topic of test design as a noun. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started talking about test design as a noun. Test design is a term that can be used as both a verb and as a noun. Frankly, test design is usually used as a verb, meaning the act of identifying the set of test cases that are necessary in order to give you confidence that something works. As a noun, it means the document that captures those test cases and gives you confidence that they work. And the term test design as a noun has been institutionalized, if you will, or captured in a very prominent IEEE standard, 829. And standard 829, and I'll tell you that 829 is the standard for test documentation. It describes test plans, test design specifications, and test cases, along with test procedures and testing reports. 829, frankly, has been a fairly controversial standard. It's controversial because a lot of people interpret it as mandating a lot of busy work, a lot of paperwork and documentation, apparently for its own sake. Well, I'm going to suggest to you that you look at the standard in a different way. You look at it as a way to help you organize your thinking. You look at it as a way to capture your thinking. The documents are there to capture your thinking, not to be ends in and of themselves. Okay? And I use the guideline that you write just enough to be helpful, no more and no less. I will tell you, just as an aside, that the IEEE standard 829 has been around for a while. The prior version, which came out in 1998, was the one that developed the controversy. I was a member of the task force that developed the version that was the revised version that came out in 2008. I will tell you that we consciously tried to get away from this perception that it was mandating documentation for its own sake. I think we succeeded partially. We still have room to go. And I will tell you that the standard was also updated for readability and now includes some diagrams that were not in the previous version. I use a diagram that's not in the standard, but that I think is consistent with the standard. And as part of that diagram, it describes four levels of test planning and design documents. And I use a phrase, what must we demonstrate to be confident it works? Okay? And what we must demonstrate to be confident that something works is really, it's not in the standard, but I think it's really the essence of what testing is all about. And so here's the way it works. The standard, as I said, describes four levels of test planning and design documents. It starts with a master test plan. A master test plan is not the set of executable test cases. Many people call their test cases a test plan. The standard says, and I agree, that a test plan is a project plan. And testing should really be considered as a project, a sub-project within the overall development project. And by considering it as a project, we get to take advantage of some of the benefits of project management that you don't get if you just treat testing as an activity. The master test plan, when we ask what must we demonstrate to be confident it works, there is a set of detailed test plans for unit tests, integration tests, system tests, special tests. Special tests are things like usability tests and performance tests, security tests, and so forth. There are also detailed test plans if you have an independent QA test and a user acceptance test. Detailed test plans are also project plans. They're for smaller but still good-sized projects within the overall testing project, which in turn is a sub-project within the overall development project. For each detailed test plan, we ask, what must we demonstrate to be confident it works? And what we must demonstrate to be confident that a particular detailed test plan works is that there is a set of features, functions, and capabilities that if they all work would give us confidence that that unit test or integration test or whatever works. For each of those features, functions, and capabilities, we can have a test design specification. That's what we're talking about here, a test design as a noun. And for each test design specification, we ask, what must we demonstrate to be confident it works? And what we must demonstrate to be confident that that particular test design specification works is that there is a set of test cases, executable inputs and/or conditions, and expected results. So a test design specification identifies a set of test cases that taken together will give us confidence that the test design specification, that the feature, function, or capability works. So if all the test design specifications work, if all the test cases for all the test design specifications work, that will give us confidence that the detailed test plans work. If all the detailed test plans work, then that'll give us confidence that the overall testing works. So test design specifications as a noun tell us what that set of test cases is. Formal test design specifications help us because they also include information about how to carry out the test, various approach refinements, and they identify what that set of test cases is that taken together would give us confidence that the test design specification works. Informal test design specifications infer what the set of test cases is. They're a little bit harder to interpret, but they're a little bit easier to do. They take a little bit less effort. The purpose of both test design specifications is to guide us, to help us know what the set of test cases is that we need. So if you need to find the test cases that are important for demonstrating a particular feature, function, or capability, the test design specification document will help you find the test cases you need without missing things and without spending time on things that you don't need. If you need to recreate test cases, the test design specification will help you know what that set of test cases is that you need to recreate, what the characteristics of it are, okay, so that you're recreating the ones you need to recreate, and so that you're not recreating ones you don't need to recreate. Test design specifications help us in managing our test cases. They help us organize the test cases in a more economical and more trackable manner. Okay. They help us also reuse test cases, and we'll see in other parts of our course the test design specifications can in fact be reused. So I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Robin Goldsmith. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio found exclusively on GoGo.com. Thank you, and see you soon.